the month. So Rinpoche is giving the White Tara initiation. So before we get started, there's preliminaries from the side of the teacher and preliminaries from the side of the student. Rinpoche is currently engaging in the preliminaries from the side of the teacher, which are the front and self-generation practices, where he or she generates him or herself as the deity and then holds that visualization throughout the initiation. And then there's preliminaries from the side of the student, which are making prostrations, first engaging in the bathing ritual. So everyone can imagine that they've taken a small amount of this special blessed liquid and rinsed their mouths. And this is symbolic of taking a tantric bath. This is an action tantra teaching, and action tantra is heavily focused on external cleanliness. So even though we've all come here clean to this initiation from a worldly perspective, we've taken showers or baths or whatever, this is a special tantric bath that allows us to be suitable vessels to take on the generation of White Tara herself. So imagine that you've taken a small amount of this substance and you've engaged in the bathing ritual. And then from the side of the student, the preliminaries are the prostrations. So I've already engaged in prostrations and the bathing ritual before we've begun. So anyone who hasn't made prostrations, make sure you make them now. And then the final part is that the student makes a mandala offering. So we'll engage in some preliminary prayers, Natsushiram Nimbodun, and we'll do our normal preliminary prayers. But what we'll do is we'll do the refuge prayer, and then we'll make the outer mandala offering as the final stage, and that will be symbolic of the stage of the preliminary for the mandala offering. That's how we've traditionally done it. Not sure how we started doing that, but we'll just continue to do it that way. Let's get started with the Heart Sutra. The Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. Thus have I heard, once the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha, Vulture Peak Mountain, together with a great gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination. And at the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way. He saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family trained who wishes to practice profound Prajnaparamita addressed in this way? Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice profound Prajnaparamita should see in this way. Seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Form is emptiness. Emptiness also is form. Emptiness is no other than form. Form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, our dullness are emptiness. There are no characteristics. There is no birth, no cessation. There is no purity, no purity. There is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no dharmas, no eye, datu, up to no mind, datu, no datu of dharmas, no mind, consciousness, datu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, up to no old age and death, no end of old age and death, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awaken to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra that calms all suffering, should be known as truth since there is no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way. Deyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha. Thus Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family. Thus it is, O son of noble family. Thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world of his gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. The fundamental ground is tested with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas, high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies, massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. Idam Guru Rana Mandala Gambira Dayami. Give me one moment. Just as I needed to translate, Rinpoche handed me one of the pills. So just give me a moment. Rinpoche said to read through the stages for meditation in English. He wants me to give the preliminaries, then read through the stages in English. He's going through the initiation right now and doing the blessing. So just give me a moment. So he's obviously reached the pills section. So just a quick preliminaries of the teaching. Where does this teaching actually originate from? It comes from Tara herself, but main text that we use as the basis for this is called Cheating Death by Bhagavasvara Kirti, and it said that this actual instruction was given by Tara. So then the instructions in terms of lineage go from that to Amoghavajra, to the translator of Bari, and then to Lama Lengapa, and then eventually to Dipa Chembo. And the story of Dipa Chembo is he meets Lama Lengapa after he's been given a prophecy that he will only live a few more years. And that he needs to go and practice and find somewhere to seek some sort of instruction to spend the rest of his life on spiritually. So he goes to seek out, after this palm reader has given him this prophecy, he goes to seek out this instruction and meets Lama Lengapa on the road. And Lama Langpa hears the story of his shortened lifespan prophecy. He says, don't worry, I have the method. I have the method for you to cheat death. I have the method for you to overcome this obstacle that you've been presented with, which is accurate, but I have a method. So he gave him this instruction and said, go nowhere else, just practice this. He gave the initiation to Dipa Chembo. And after about a month or so, he was able to actually see Tara's face, the actual face of Tara. And she told him that you're going to live to 60 years old and benefit many beings. So he continues to rely on Tara and practice Tara. And he gets to 60 years old. And he realized now he has a prophecy from Tara that says you're going to die basically when you're 60. You live to be 60. So he then invokes Tara again and says, you know, I don't want to die. What can I do? And Tara said that if you set up an image of me, then you'll live another 10 years. So set up and make an image of me somehow, and you'll live another 10 years. So he makes a painting. And this painting actually is said to be in Reading Monastery still to this day. And then he gets to 70 and he prays again. And they say, Tara says to him, make an image of me. And he creates a wonderful statue of Tara. And then he gets to 80. And Tara then says, erect another image of me, but she doesn't give a prophecy of any sort. Doesn't say, oh, you'll live any certain amount more years. And the story goes that he lives to be 95 years old. So you can see how if, you know, someone who had obstacles to having a long life was given this practice and enabled to be able to live to be 95 years old, we too can rely on Tara and have a long life so that we will be able to move closer to Buddhahood because we will have more time to do so. So we not only rely on Tara as a deity for long life, but we also rely on her as a deity for wisdom. And we see that the first Dalai Lama was Gendun Drup, who relied on Tara as a wisdom deity. So just quickly, we'll just go through the general structure of the initiation. Many of you have been through it before, but I would feel it not right to, because Rinpoche asked to go through it in English to not give the instructions, because I have the text that he has. So we're just going to go through it in an abbreviated way, and then we'll see where we end up. So the initiation proper has four different categories. The initiation into through the life torment, initiation through the nectar of life, initiation through the pills of life, and increasing of life. So the initiation in the life torment has three sections: summoning the scattered, healing the degenerate, and absorbing life. So this whole initiation is about reconnecting with the various elements and energies and life forces and so forth, and filling ourselves back up with them so that we no longer have those obstacles. And then making it so that we're appropriate vessels to be able to take on Tara as the deity and generate ourselves as the deity. So we begin with summoning the scattered. So here, this is throughout your time, we've had and throughout this life, we've had our life force carried away by demons and spirits and negativities and so forth. So it's said that by this visualization is that we imagine that the Lama who is the, okay, let me just back up a little bit. I'm just trying to abbreviate this, you know, because I know Rinpoche is now done with the blessing. We have to imagine that we're in the actual celestial palace of Waitara herself. We imagine that the Lama is the actual manifestation of Waitara herself. And that we abandon all ordinary appearances. We imagine that all of the enjoyments around us and that everything that we apprehend is of the pure land of Waitara and the retinue of Waitara. So we need to abandon the ordinary appearances, even if we're sitting in our home or we're sitting at a center. We need to just imagine that we're in the celestial palace and the Lama is the manifestation of Waitara. And then on this, under this umbrella, we have the actual front generation that is the manifestation of Waitara. So we imagine that all of these substances that we see on the altar are the enjoyments and actual pools that Waitara uses. So we imagine that these pills are the actual life-fulfilling pills, and this is the life-fulfilling nectar. We imagine that this is the torma that we rely on, and this is the actual front generation. So when we look at the different categories, we have the initiation through life torma, initiation through nectar of life, initiation through pills of life, and increasing life. As we're imagining that all of these places, Rinpoche, the Charan, the Jantro, Nanshanchu, Sembi, Dumba, Jendun Samason, the Durbe. Okay, so I just wanted to remind that we didn't do the repeating of the, the refuge and the request for the initiation and the Bodhisattva vows. So Rinpoche said, we've already completed that. So just imagine that you've requested White Tara for this initiation. Imagine that you've received the Bodhisattva vows and that you affirm that and that you are in the celestial palace of White Tara. So there's many stages that we could get into, but I'm just going to summarize it right now. So the first category is summoning the scattered. We imagine that from the manifestation of White Tara, who is the guru, and the self generation, we imagine that life rays and nectar go to the front generation. And at the front generation on the crown is Amitaya sitting with the bowl. And in this is life fulfilling nectar of deathless life. And we imagine that Amitaya, so that the light rays go from the self generation to the front generation of Tara, and then from the front generation to Amitaya. And then we imagine that from Amitaya's bowl, light rays radiate all throughout the 10 directions. And we imagine that iron hooks then begin to, we imagine that then all of the negativities and all of the, all of our life forces that have been robbed or stolen are gathered back and then dissolve back into the wheel of life at the front generation, which is at the heart of White Tara front generation, and then dissolves from all those parts of our body. There comes measureless nectar of red and white, which enters in the top of our heads. And we imagine that that red and white nectar dissolves and fills our entire body gives us this magical attainment of deathless life. So the next visualization that we do is to heal degenerated life, strengthen merit, and degenerated vows and pledges. So now we do the same visualization, and we imagine that from the flask that Amitaya holds, after we imagine the self-generation sending light rays and nectar to the front generation sending those light rays and nectar to the Amitaya, and from Amitaya's bowl, we imagine that light rays go out and form these iron hooks and summon in the elements from the various worlds. So we know that we have degenerated elements, and our degenerated elements make us live shorter. If we have any imbalance in our elements, or if we have one element missing, we will die. So we imagine that all of the strength that we've lost from our elements comes back to us. So we imagine that these hooks get the water element in the form of white. We imagine that the hook get the fire element in the form of red, and the hook gets the green, the air element in the form of green, and the space element in the form of blue, and the earth element in the form of yellow. So we imagine that all of these elements are dissolving back to the front generation of White Tara's wheel of life at her heart center. And then we imagine that from there, streams of deathless life enter the tops of our heads and get rid of any of the negativities that would impede our life from being long. So we imagine that all of the five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space are now again solid and back to their normal full state. The next is the healing of the generation of strength and merit. So we imagine that in the same visualization from the Lama to the front generation, the self generation to the front generation to the Amitaya's bowl, we imagine that light rays go out and to all of the stars and to the moon and the planets. And imagine if these rays could somehow capture all of the strength of the empowerments and the understandings of yogis and gather all of these powers, the suns, the moons, and the planets, and all of these understandings back, and then form them into light rays that dissolve again into the front generation, and then dissolve into our entire bodies and give us deathless life. The generation of vows and pledges. We imagine that because of our fierce love for the Lama, light goes from the from the guru's heart, that then touches the front generation, and from the syllable Tom at her heart, we imagine that light radiates and invites the empowerment of the body, speech, and mind of all the gurus, of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Dakas and Dakinis, and specifically the ones who dwell in the Pure Lands in relation to White Tara, in the lineage of the teaching of Amitayas. So we imagine that then this comes back in all forms of mantras and syllables and emblems and seeds in the nectar of deathless light. And we imagine that this then visualizes to the front generation of White Tara, and then from the front generation of White Tara, white, red, and blue nectars enter our body. And we imagine that white rays enter our head, purify our body. Light rays enter our throat, red, and purify our speech. And blue light rays enter our hearts and purify our minds. So we imagine now that our body, speech, and mind are purified by this, and that then our unholy gates become holy gates. Our unholy body, speech, and mind becomes holy body, speech, and mind. And then we imagine absorbing life. We imagine now that we actually, the guru sends light to over the heads of all of, we imagine that above all of our, everyone's heads is the White Tara herself. And that we imagine that White Tara is surrounded by her entire merit field. And we imagine that on our crowns, a separate Tara is there. So we imagine that Tara is on, and we imagine that then all of the deities then dissolve into, from the merit field, dissolve into the Tara on top of our head, and a second Tara separates and then dissolves into us. And we imagine then that we take on the image of White Tara herself. And then Rinpoche paid homage to the entire lineage that this came from, and then get engaged in the Nectar of Life ceremony. So first off, imagine that your crown has been touched, and Rinpoche, so Rinpoche is going to imagine that your Zaho Baho. Okay, imagine this has blessed your head. Imagine you have eaten a pill of life. The initiation through the pill of life and the initiation through the nectar of life, give us deathless life and give us the cure for all of the sorts of ailments. Imagine that we have all of those. And now Rinpoche is engaging in the increasing life blessing ceremony at the end of the initiation. Okay, so Rinpoche said that concludes the initiation. We can have questions and answers now, or people can come up like at the end of initiation and give a kata. We can start to get really, creative with our virtual relationship with Rinpoche, I think. I saw how much it really worked last week. Rinpoche really, Suma gets everything around here. She gets the blessing, even though I was told not to get, anyway, we'll leave it alone. But anyway, Suma gets some special treatment around here. Rinpoche really appreciated the connection that he was able to make with everybody, see everybody's faces again. And, like we said, hopefully we can get back to live and in person. But it's really got to make sense and be safe. As Buddhists, we need to make decisions based on logic in everything that we do. So we just need to make sure that when we all get together, that's the best logical decision. We're vaccinated, but we have to make decisions. We can't just say, well, we're good. you know? So everybody gather and good luck. So let's just, we'll make sure Rinpoche and I talk that everybody is safe and it makes sense. And it's not like a come at your own risk policy. That doesn't seem very Buddhist to me. But that's my opinion. But very soon, it looks like so soon we're going to be able to get together. And it's very exciting that we can do that. And Rinpoche can take katas. One beautiful katas, Katie. Wonderful.
Tashi dele.
So Rinpoche. We got to bring up the big picture somehow. Hold on one sec. How do we make it? We click on it, right?
I'm not in a very bright place right now, so.
No, it's good. We have to do something from our side. There we go.
Okay.
Kata.
I wish to offer you the katas, Rinpoche. I wish I had one big money to offer you from my heart and all the people. I wish to offer you that, Geshwanda. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Beautiful katas, so beautiful.
I didn't make them long because I'm so messy. So I was racing, but they are the ones that are good. Jeff, this is from me and all the people watching who cannot make the offering. It's like that.
The corn chupa bu, then corn sapa semchen tamche the kata chupa bu.
No,
that's a good way to think of this. All sentient beings making this offering.
And I will put them on the statue of maybe it's Shakyamuni Buddha statue or Tara Tanka. Which one is best?
In
the center.
Tanka or statue? Is that what the question was?
In the center, yes. In the center, which one?
The kata kanga, the shacha tupasha, dromasha, gariyakshu.
Buddha.
Or Tara is fine.
Yeah,
so
because
he said Buddha, but then he said, or Tara is fine.
Welcome to our world.
Left
because
or right
I think
is the best way to go.
Yeah, it's the same. I think the big tanka that you brought back from India, Jeff, is too. It won't be able to hold five katas. So I will put it on the statue of Shakyamuni Buddha in the center on behalf of everybody.
Thank you so much. Chan, get your kanga, kon sampa, get your kanga, the chupa bu matuna, the kon chupa. Salodangu. Okay.
Yes, with the heart of Tara.
From all the students and anyone who couldn't make an offering.
Yes. And everybody in India. Yeah, Duchinas. And all the Gokhansen monks and the Jamyang Choling nuns.
The Gokhansen Drapa Chupabu, Dan Jayan Choli, Ayan Gopa Chupabu.
Yeah.
Okay, Duchinas.
Thank you so much.
Duchinas.
Yeah, it's nice. We talked to Goa Compson, I think a week or two ago, right around Losar time. and it's nice. It's so easy to call there now. It used to be so hard for Rinpoche to call anywhere. We'd get these cards and call, and then it wouldn't connect. It'd take like 5 minutes to type in all these codes, like 20 years ago when he would try. And then the connection would be so terrible. You wouldn't be able to be like, hello? And it'd be like a delay. Now it's just so clear. He puts the earbuds in and it's like he's just talking to them right there. And Tibet's the same way. It's crazy. Because sometimes I talk with Go, his nephew, or Genchoda, and it's so clear. It's like talking to anyone on the phone. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
They make travel plans.
Yeah. Yeah, making big travel plans for Rinpoche to go to Tibet. They're like, they're very excited if he could come see them. So who knows? You know. Baxter goes there.
It should, if anyone talks, it should.
Yeah, if anyone talks, it should pop up. Whoever's
speaking. Tashi Lai Rinpoche.
Stasha Tashi Lai.
Yeah.
Duchenna for the initiation, Jeff for translating.
Yeah. Thank you, Stash.
Thanks, Stash.
Thank you, everybody.
Shama's good?
She is. She's sleeping right now.
Suma thinks you're here again.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, that's why. You can't see your name.
Suma's looking out the window. She's on top of the couch, looking out the window everywhere.
I love her.
Are here.
I'm so happy she comes to the teaching. It's so beautiful to see.
Aww.
Aww, hi, Suma.
Let's see if we can get that.
Oh, they are? So I just want to say...
Doodle and a doodle.
Yeah, Stash is in Florida.
Talking with the toilet,
Since I can see you from so far away, it's amazing. You're in Florida and I can see you. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, I brought them on.
Oh, boy. Look at the size of this dog now. Oh, yeah, now she's camera shy.
Come here. Anyway, come on, Mama.
Yeah, these are Rinpoche's new students. All right, so if anybody, we don't have any other, are there any questions or anything up? And if not, then we'll do the concluding prayers and we'll get going. All right. Oh, there's Priscilla. Priscilla, there's Kata Chupabudu.
I had the second Moderna vaccine yesterday. Hoping for everyone to be vaccinated soon, and then we can get back to the center.
Yeah, that's very good, he said. He has the Moderna also. We have the Pfizer. It's like sharks.
My arm is sore.
Yes.
It's okay.
Some people thought that was funny. All right. So thank you, everybody. Oh, look, there's Bash. I think. I think Stasha can hear it.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do the concluding mandal offering and dedication prayers. And we live in a doghouse. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I've collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness, all-powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. And I just want to say that what an amazing opportunity that we have to actually, our lifetime, witness or experience a being like we read about in these holy texts. A being that has renunciation, that has unwavering dedication day and night to seeking Buddhahood. Anyone who's spent, 3 days straight with Rinpoche knows that that's the only goal day and night to become a Buddha that he has. And it's really, whether from your practitioner's standpoint, you look at Rinpoche as a Buddha emanating, showing us what to do, or you're just looking at it as the potential that we all have. Either way that one looks at it, it's an amazing rare, rare experience that most sentient beings will never, ever have. So we really, there's very few of us that get to circle around this being who is arguably one of the greatest living scholars right now. And we just really need to know there's a karmic reason for that and rejoice in that and not take it for granted. So I just want to say thank you, Rinpoche, Tuchena, Shira Yabudu, and we'll end with that.